I'm back here with Sap Vance, the head teacher at Dalry Primary School. Sap, when we're visiting the schools in Scotland who are involved in one-to-one mobile device deployment, one of the questions we always ask is, where is the impact on learning? You know, in terms of attainment or in enhanced attitudes to learning and the pupils' part, or the social dynamic of classrooms. What do you think has been the most striking thing so far that you've seen as a result of the iPad pilot you're running here?
Well, I think a couple of things. First of all, the children's ability to do creative things with technology has greatly enhanced. I think the enthusiasm and the confidence of children has certainly improved as well. You see children really readily being involved in different tasks, working in cooperative groups and doing presentations. This idea of personalisation and choice, the children have got the opportunities to use whatever apps they wanted to present something.
Can you give an example of how that might work?
Yes, of course. For example, just last year we did a topic on robots where the children were asked to do a story about a robot, and they were allowed to choose the story that they wanted, make it up, and then choose the way they wanted to present that. So some children choose Comic Life, some children chose iMovie, and then other children just chose the normal kind of way of videoing, and then there was I Can Animate as well, animation that they used. So that was up to them. They chose to do it, and I think they were really enthused by being able to use the iPad technology to do that.
Do you think you're seeing an enhanced level of quality of what the children produce digitally as a result of the apps that they're using?
Yeah, most definitely. I think because of the ease of use of the iPads, the children just seem to be able to pick up what they're doing very, very quickly. In many cases, the children are teaching their teachers about different aspects of the technology, and as a result of that, just because of the ease of use, the children are picking up more and more, and what they're producing is of a better quality as well overall, I believe.
Do you think there's a danger that because the finished product is always very polished with many of these apps, that because it looks good, that maybe we're seduced by that fact, and that maybe we're missing an opportunity to teach and really develop and make what looks a polished piece of work even better?
Yeah, I think you have to be careful so that the children maybe aren't just getting carried away with this looks very nice and shiny and that's great. But I think for us what's very important is the process that's behind that as well. Mm-hmm. So the children going through, as I said, the idea of the language work, they were writing a story, they were storyboarding, and then once they'd done that hard work, then it was a case of bringing in the technology to enhance what they'd already done. And as I said, certainly the staff working with the children are very aware that the process that goes behind even the technology part of that to make sure it's of a good quality.
Smash. So listen, thanks very much for having us in school today.
Okay, thanks very much.